Welcome to Digital Marketing for Contractors, a podcast for home improvement contractors to help you crush your lead goals and take your business to the next level. Join us each episode as we give you powerful insights and practical tips on the best digital marketing strategies to help you grow your home improvement business. Let's get started.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Digital Marketing for Contractors. This podcast is hosted by Fat Cat Strategies. We are a full-service digital marketing agency located in Raleigh, North Carolina, and we work with home improvement contractors like you to drive leads, sales, and growth through digital marketing. My name is Janet, and I am the founder and managing partner, and today I'm so excited to welcome Meredith to the podcast. Say hey, Meredith.
Hello. I'm Meredith, like Janet said. Thanks for having me today, Janet. I'm excited to do my debut.
Oh, I am too. So what do you do here at Fat Cat?
What do I do? Well, I am the director of operations, and I'm also one of the owners, along with you and Caitlin.
You are the three of us, the three musketeers. So Meredith's being humble. She is the director of operations, but she has literally held every single job at the company.
Oh, stop.
You have. And so you are uniquely poised to have the conversation that we're going to have today. Yes. And what we're talking about today is a term that I made up, and I don't know if anybody's going to like it, but whatever. You're here, you're listening. We're talking about digital mess.
Oh,
so
buddy.
What is a digital mess? It's all the online accounts, logins, passwords, payment methods that are associated with your home improvement business. If you've been in business for any period of time and you've got anything on the internet, chances are you may have some version of a little bit of a digital mess. And we are going to talk today about how we encounter that mess and how we help our clients navigate it. What we're here today is to help you understand what it is, what the risks are, how to avoid pitfalls, and we're going to give you some real examples of things that we've encountered and some real tips on what you can do about it.
Absolutely. And I mean, first thing I think off the bat is I don't know that we've encountered any client in the history of Fat Cat that hasn't had the smallest little digital mess.
Oh, that's a good point.
You know, like it's if you relate to any of these things, we're not calling you out saying, oh God, you need something to come fix this. It's every single person.
Yeah, everybody has it. Yeah. And that's a really good point that I didn't even think about before we started hitting record. We've been in business for 22 years now, I think. And, you know, you're correct. Every time we onboard a client, we say, oh, this one's going to be easy.
Famous last words.
Famous last words. And then we usually end up running into something. Exactly. So let's go through some of the examples. Yeah. Let's see. One example I can think of, and by the way, listener, every single example we're about to talk about is real. It's happened with a real client.
Real life.
It's not made up, and we had to figure out how to navigate it. So the first example is a company up and running in business for, you know, 5+ years, started by two partners, and the partners decide to part ways. It's like a little business divorce.
Yeah.
So I know you remember this one, Meredith. What were some of the things that happened under the umbrella of digital mess?
Yeah. I mean, just like with, you said, a mini divorce, you kind of teased at that, but like it really is this parting of ways where you hope it's amicable, but sometimes it's not. And in this case, there was a whole slew of pieces of the company that had to be split up and didn't even, you know, it didn't cross their mind. So think about your website login. Think about your domain. Who owns that? Think about your social profiles.
Oh, yeah. I'm as you're remembering this, I'm having some PTSD.
I remember flashbacks.
This. Yeah. So one partner in this scenario had done a lot of the marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And so when, you know, things started to go sideways, we realized he had the login to their CRM. I think he had the Google Business profile.
Google Business was associated with their email. The social media accounts were associated with his email. There was just a number of accounts.
The ad accounts weren't there.
Oh, absolutely. Ad accounts, Facebook accounts, Instagram, Howl's.
Oh, I forgot about Howl's.
Things that are just kind of on the periphery of you might not think straight up, this is the ownership that I need to ask for.
Yeah. And when all of this started to come out in the wash, it was after things had gotten ugly, mm-hmm. and we couldn't really reach out to the person who had these logins and right. say, hey, can you help us reset this password?
Right.
And the person who had all the passwords was being bought out.
Right.
And so the remaining partner was the legitimate owner of this brand, but was literally struggling to log into a single thing.
Right.
Related to this brand online.
Yeah.
What were some of the other, I'm trying to remember. I mean, I know you were knee deep in helping us navigate
that.
Yeah,
I think I've blacked some of that out intentionally, but I'll just dig around in there and see what I can find. I think that.
So how's the CRM, the mm-hmm. social media profiles.
Any kind of online review generation. It wasn't just Google Business. Think BBB, even, you know, outside independent review gathering sources.
Like a Bird Eye.
Like a Bird Eye, exactly.
That login.
Exactly. Yeah.
And the domain name.
And the domain name. The domain name, the website hosting. I think that was the one thing that we already had, you know, firm access to.
Because we had helped ownership. Migrate it. Yeah.
Exactly. But all of these things are things that you would not necessarily think about if you had to sit down and write a list. So one of the things that we had to do as their partner to help them out was, as we went through our day-to-day, started logging, what is every piece of software that we touch? As we went through the day, here's a, you know, we didn't think about having to log into Houzz until
we had to log into Houzz.
Exactly.
And they were like, man, we don't have to log in and we can't ask the person who does.
Exactly. So, you know, if you do run into that kind of situation, if unfortunately, or maybe it's for the best, you part ways with your business partner, or maybe that's on the horizon, make sure that you're going through these steps to be proactive.
Yes.
So kind of jump into the solution. But
yeah. I mean, I love it. So, you know, I don't believe you enter a business partnership with somebody on day one and think, oh, let's go ahead and map out what it's like to leave. But maybe that is part of the solution. If you are thinking of starting a new business and you're listening to this podcast and you're going to go into business with a partner, you know, there's all the financial components and the legal components. We are not those experts. We're marketing people, but we're here to tell you that usernames and passwords are real things.
Absolutely.
And if one partner is the one who typically does that, the day that that person leaves, if it's an amicable split, go ahead and have that conversation when you are starting the conversation about, you know, I think we're not going to be in business anymore. So you can, you know, brainstorm, well, let's look at all the places you have logins.
Right. And I kind of minimize, you know, coming back to the mess, the digital mess that is all of your logins and your usernames, when they're all different and when they all have different owners, that just makes the mess harder to clean up.
Yeah.
Think about like your house, when you have things spread out all over the place, it's the same kind of mess. You need to make sure you can consolidate it. And your business partner, you splitting ways, that's just one of the many instances that we've come across. I mean,
yeah. So under this category of digital mess, I mean, we kicked it off with like a kind of a bleak example of, oh my God, you and your business partner are now at odds with each other. I mean, even if things aren't bleak, if things are going fantastic, like Meredith said at the top of the episode, we can't remember a single instance when we onboarded a client where we went through our checklist of all of the different things that we need access to, that we didn't run into one snag where somebody went, oh my gosh, I signed up for that with an old email address that I don't even have access to
anymore.
Oh,
that's my AOL email address.
Yeah. I mean, didn't we have that like 2 weeks ago? We had something happen with a client's Facebook.
Yep.
And his recovery email for his Facebook business was an email that he can't access anymore.
Doesn't exist. So that, I mean, that's,
I guess,
just,
I should hit pause and record to find out, like, make a hand signal. Did we get that worked out? Thumbs up. Yay. We got that worked out. How did we get that worked out?
Magic.
Okay. We'll just leave it at magic.
That's all you need.
It'll be in some secret show notes somewhere where Meredith tells me how we actually unlocked a Facebook business profile that was associated with an address that...
Spooky. Exactly.
Too bad this isn't a Halloween episode. Yeah. So I guess, you know, we started off with this kind of bleak example, but the point is, even if things are going fantastic, there's a little bit of nonsense with logging into all this stuff. So, so what are some other things that we've seen where we encounter like a digital mess?
Yeah. I mean, if you guys are avid listeners, then you've already heard episode 21, I think it was, switching agencies. Yeah. So, I mean, as a digital marketing agency, we onboard clients, we offboard clients, and we are part of that switch. And I know that we have made a more concerted effort as the years have gone by to be more consolidated, more intentional about the logins and the quote unquote mess that we're trying to kind of tidy.
Right.
So, you know, when you're switching agencies, we have clients come to us where the agency is super excited to work with us and really gracious and, you know, they're great through the handoff. They have everything organized and ready to go. But a lot of times that's not the case. And there's a lot of digging and diving around.
Yeah.
And what it ends up being is the start of a new relationship where we're excited to be their partner. And then,
but another relationship on the other side of that is ending.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so being proactive when, you know, if your agency that you're currently with now, if you have talked to them and you've asked for passwords, usernames, any of those logins, you mentioned writing on a piece of paper. I mean, if you have, what's the password, Keep or some kind of password app on your phone that you can have all of your things logged into, spreadsheet, whatever it is. But as you're going through your day, you know, before you switch vendors, even if you're not planning on switching vendors anytime soon, it's just a good best practice, you know, check in with them and see.
Yeah. In that episode 21, we talked about the whole switching agency scenario. And, you know, if you're about to leave a current vendor who does have access to some of your online profiles and you suspect it's not going to be a pleasant split, one thing that you can do is you can tell your current vendor, hey, I'm just trying to get my ducks in a row. Add me as a user. If you're rather than adding a, you know, new agencyname.com, which is going to freak out your current agency, you know, tell them, oh, I've got a new office manager and she needs to log into everything.
Right.
So that's another example when we've seen digital mess with switching agencies. And I just wanted to add a comment to that topic. Sometimes the agency that you've been working with, that you've decided to part ways with, can be a little bit not the most forthcoming.
Sure.
With helping the new agency take over.
Right.
That's one scenario that's kind of like where people are being, you know, not bad actors, but maybe a little bit immature.
Yeah, a little bit icky.
A little bit icky. But there's another scenario where maybe, you know, you started off working with a local freelancer or your cousin.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we see that a lot. You know, I got my daughter last summer when she was home from college and she helped me set this stuff up. Well, guess what? She is now backpacking through Europe and you can't get in touch with her or she doesn't have. So that's also digital mess. It's kind of under that category of switching agencies. Somebody in your past helped you set something up. Your cousin Bobby, your brother's ex-wife, and now she doesn't want to take your call.
I mean,
Christmas was awkward enough. Now you're going to like go, hey, Susan, can you help me log into my Google business profile?
For
Susan's going to be like, no.
Absolutely not. And I mean, it doesn't have to just be previous people that you know, aren't employees. Think about your staff.
Yeah. Have you had staff turnover?
If you're a business, then yes, you have.
Yeah.
And so, you know, depending on what responsibilities they have, there's a very good chance that they were being proactive and trying to go ahead and push forward, get you some new software, a new tool to sign up for, signed up with their email, didn't log it anywhere. Their email doesn't exist because they left 6 months ago. How are you going to get into that now?
That's a good example I hadn't thought of.
Exactly. So we've had that issue and, you know, unfortunately, what you have to do is a lot of support tickets. I'm trying to get passwords.
So I'm going to translate what you're saying. Yeah. So your example, Meredith, is ABC company used to have a dude named Travis that worked for them. And so his email was travis@abccompany.com. And Travis left. But while Travis was there, he was super excited about the internet and signed up for like five different things using travis@abccompany.com. And then when he left, you shut that email down.
Exactly.
And that's the email that you need to retrieve the passwords with.
Exactly. And that is what you find out 4 months after you've deleted the email.
Or 6 months. Like, you're like, bye, Travis. Good luck on your journey at your next job.
Exactly. And so now you're left with this, you know, unfortunate task of trying to figure out, A, what kind of support does the software have? B, Is there any way we can recover the email?
Right.
It's just unnecessary mess if you can avoid it. We recommend putting that in your offboarding. I mean,
oh, that's a good idea. Offboarding for staff.
Exactly.
To ask them like, hey, while you're doing your exit interview or in the week leading up to their, you know, their 2 week notice,
right.
Make it a task for them to document everything that they log into on a regular basis and
right.
update that email address from theirs to something more generic,
right.
like marketing@yourcompany.com.
Exactly. And that's another way that,
that's a really good idea. Staff offboarding.
Exactly. Yeah. As an agency and, you know, I imagine with any company, it would be the same if you have a more central email address that you can sign up for the majority of your softwares and tools, as long as there isn't something, you know, sensitive financially or anything
yeah.
like that on it. Having one central email to use as a username and login can help you prevent these little straggler logins that contribute to this
digital mess.
Overwhelming mess. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, I had another example that we've had happen. You know, we manage clients' websites, and the worst day at work is, oh my God, a website is down. And then starts the investigation of caused it.
Classic.
So we had that happen with a client, and, you know, we have a checklist. If something, you know, goes awry, and the very first thing, you know, we get notifications that something happened with the website. Mm-hmm. And so we will email the client and say, hey, client, we know. We caught it before you did. We're doing stuff. We're doing yeah. smart stuff. Stay tuned. We sent that email, and then we started getting phone calls from that client going, oh, my God, the sky is falling. My website is down, which prompted us to go, well, wait a minute. We sent them an email. They must not have gotten that email, which is when we smacked ourselves on the forehead and realized their domain name has expired. You remember that day?
Yes, unfortunately, I do.
And that's not something that we necessarily have control over. I mean, you listener, bought your domain name way before you hired an agency. That thing is in your name with your credit card. And isn't that
exactly.
what happened? The credit card expired?
Exactly. And that is something that, I mean, that's next level organization.
Yeah.
If you can have the expiration date of every credit card on every account. I mean, if you can, if you're listening and you track that, kudos.
Yeah. You're in the, like, how do percentiles work? The 99 percentile?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say the 1 percentile, but you don't want to be there.
Probably not.
Okay. Other end.
Other end of the spectrum.
You're the tippity top of the tippity top if you've got this list already documented along with which credit card you used and the expiration date.
Exactly. And so we're not saying go create a spreadsheet after you listen to this with every credit card,
though?
Every payment method. I mean,
maybe they should.
I mean,
you know, I love a spreadsheet.
I know you love spreadsheets. But as long as you have some sort of record of where your credit card is being used, for the most part, I know we recently had one of our credit cards update, and
We had to go update it everywhere.
Good day.
Yeah.
So at least a list of all of the tools and logins that you have, and just going to bring it back to the top, digital mess. You know, if you can tidy up all the things that contribute to that, just having that simple list, you know.
Yeah. So I think we've run through a couple of really good examples of what we're calling a digital mess. And just to kind of put a definition on it, it's this loose, disorganized trail of usernames, passwords, account ownership, payment methods, expiration dates that nobody in your organization is actively managing. And you don't think about it until the day something stops working.
Yeah.
And usually the things that stop working can be pretty disruptive. If you let your credit card expire with your domain name registrar your domain name expires,
mm-hmm.
when the payment expires, your website's going to stop working, your email is going to stop working, a whole bunch of things are going to stop working. So rather than waiting for the day that happens when it's super inconvenient in the middle of a super busy Tuesday, maybe go to fatcatstrategies.com, mm-hmm. check out our resource library, and we've got a handy dandy checklist called Digital Mess that you can download with tips on how you can take some proactive steps to take that inventory of places where you have online accounts, usernames and passwords and payment methods associated with your online brand. And if you can take just a few steps to get ahead of this, you will undoubtedly be more organized than 99 out of 100 home improvement contractors.
Absolutely. I mean, businesses in general, probably.
Yeah, businesses in general.
And I'll reiterate what I said when we first started recording, which is if any of these things, or maybe all of these things, sounded true to you, and maybe you're having You're not alone. And maybe you're having some PTSD like I was about DNS. Maybe some of these things have already happened to you and you're sitting there going, yeah, believe me, I know.
You're riding in your truck. Hello, my name is Bob and I don't know where all my passwords are. It's okay, Bob. It's okay. We love you, Bob.
And we're here for you. You know, keep going back to a couple other podcast episodes and, you know, get comfortable with us. But
call
it's okay.
us. We might be able to help. We'll probably be able to help.
Plug it in. There you go.
Okay, so thank you for joining us for another episode of Digital Marketing for Contractors. As always, we hope you got value from it. If you can give us a half an hour, we can give you actionable tips, tricks, and insights to help you grow your home improvement business through online. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Digital Marketing for Contractors is created by Fat Cat Strategies. For more information, visit fatcatstrategies.com.